This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, January 15. God Conversations. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, where he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Every day at our church, anyone can walk in the door and enjoy good conversation and an equally good cup of coffee. It's also not unusual for someone to enjoy a hot bowl of soup. There's usually a gathering of people on any given day, so we call the conversations that happen God conversations. Many of these conversations don't start off with talking about God, but then, usually partway through, the conversation changes. Something about struggles in life or belief in God comes up, and the conversation goes deeper. Some people share that they aren't sure if they believe in God, and others say that they're trying to figure out what other people believe. I think maybe Jesus inspired those same kinds of conversations in many of the places where he went. I love that he told stories to illustrate his points rather than just giving a quick answer. This challenges us to think through his stories too. The people asking Jesus for answers didn't always understand, but Jesus always gave them something to think about. Today's story in particular teaches us how to care for others equally and to think carefully about who our neighbor is. Perhaps this is a good day to begin a God conversation with your neighbor and see where it goes. Pray with me. Dear God, thank you for conversations that lead us to thinking about you. Teach us to use your stories to help us gain understanding so that we will live our lives the way you call us to. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.